Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Kenai Public Health Nurses and the Kenai Fire Department teamed up with the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services to administer COVID-19 vaccines at Soldotna Creek Park yesterday. Chief Tony Pryor of the Kenai Fire Department said that many showed up to get vaccinated.
This morning, right away, there was a waiting line. So far, we've about 30 between the two of us right here giving them. So, you know, that's kind of what we're shooting for. We know we're not going to get hundreds, but if we can get 30 or 40 or 50 people on an event, we'll be super happy.
Chief Pryor said that Kenai Public Health Nurses and the fire department plan to be at the park on Wednesdays and Saturdays.
Yeah, we're going to try to alternate with public health. So if public health is here one Wednesday, we'll be here the next. But we are planning to do that all throughout the summer.
Alaska's chief medical officer, Dr. Ann Zink, spoke with KSRM on why the DHSS was at Soldotna Creek Park.
Just trying to make vaccines as easy as possible for people to get vaccinated so that we can put this pandemic behind us and get on with our summer.
With the fact that Alaska is pegged as a top vacation destination this summer, Zink was asked if there was the possibility of a spike in cases this summer as vacationers come to the Kenai.
We do know that the more people travel and the more people mix, the higher risk we are. But we have a great offense against this virus, and that's vaccine. And so it's part of the reason for our whole campaign for Sleeves Up for Summer is because we know that there's a lot of business that needs to happen, a lot of tourism that needs to happen, a lot of fish that need to get caught, a lot of berries that need to be picked. There's things that we got to do. And so if we can roll our sleeves up for this summer, we can get on with the rest of our summer.
And with tourism comes the fact that on June 1st, anyone who flies to Alaska through the state's major airports will be given an opportunity to get vaccinated.
Actually, we've already started. So it's already up there and running. Yes, if you come through the airports, you can go ahead and get vaccinated right when you're coming through. And then you can get your second dose at anywhere. So that big push is as of June 1st, but we wanted to make sure it was set up and rolling well prior to that. So it's up and it's running and it's going well. We've been getting a lot of people coming through, both for industry as well as tourism. And so again, trying to make it as easy as possible.
More information, visit RadioKenai.com. Anchorage Daily News reports a stranded beluga whale found dead in the mudflats near Potter Marsh Tuesday likely will help scientists untangle more information about the critically endangered Cook Inlet beluga population. The insights they gain could help answer questions about the belugas and why their population has yet to recover after a decline in recent decades. Since the 70s, the Cook Inlet beluga whale population dramatically dropped by 80%. Cook Inlet belugas are geographically isolated from those in other parts of the state, which means that if their population were to be wiped out, others likely wouldn't come in and repopulate the area. This according to Jill Seymour, NOAA Fisheries Cook Inlet Beluga Recovery Coordinator. Initially, when the Cook Inlet beluga population began to decline, scientists suspected it was due to unsustainable hunting practices. But even after beluga hunting ceased in the early 21st century, they didn't recover, and recent estimates show that there's about 280 of them compared with a population of about 1,300 in the 70s. While there's been lots of research into why the population is yet to rebound, scientists haven't been able to find a definitive reason. Besides, the white whales are so endangered, according to this report, that scientists try not to bother or interact with the living ones, which is why research on an animal that recently died can be helpful. The general public is encouraged to call in unusual marine mammal sightings or strandings using the 24-hour marine mammal stranding hotline at 866-755-6622. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.